It's called Punk for Kids Toy Drive, and they've got Tell Your Friends, Better Idea Ever, Best Idea Ever, and Fires in Japan. And I also forgot to mention that Howard Glazer is playing the Asteria Club in Greektown Casino Friday night. Everything else I mentioned in that set was from Saturday night. Noel Night is Saturday night, and Melvin Davis is kicking it off at the Motor City Brewery at 5 o'clock. Got something from him recorded live on the live drive called We Just Rock It. And we're going to kick off this set. All the music in this set is available, or is going to be during Noel Night. I don't know how much time we have. It is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We're about to go live with Letter Camp. But until I get the thumbs up, here's Melvin Davis.
Party stompers, give me a little groove there. We want to let them know what we're about. Hey! We love Detroit. Back in 1965 that describes my feelings perfectly and the Party Stompers about Detroit. I Must Love You on the Groovesville label. 1965, maybe some of you remember. Hey! Stayed on my mind constantly.
All right. Melvin Davis, who is going to be at the Motor City Brewery starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday night at Noel Night. I was just on Facebook, and Niagara posted that on this day in 1942, Jimi Hendrix was born. Oh, if Jimmy were alive, he'd be 70. But what would he be doing? I wonder. I bet he'd be doing a lot of jazz. I wonder what he'd think of all of the newfangled technology we have. Interesting. Other shows happening this weekend at the Noel Night is Mark Falconberry is going to be at the Hannah House. That's on Woodward Avenue. The address is 4750 Woodward Avenue. His show is supposed to run from 6 to 8. I got Mark Falconberry queued up. We will be going live on the live drive at 5 as soon as we get a thumbs up. Letter Camp is in the house. But in the meantime, let's keep the music going with Mark Falconberry. You can check him out Saturday night at the Hannah House. And this is Heading to Hamtramck.
Gonna have myself a real cool time. just take you by the hand. Mr. Cholobo. If you go down there late at night, a woman should take you by the hand. And she'll go grab hold of her and make you feel like an action man. That's why I'm going to have traffic on. I have myself a real cool time.
Right, there's no stopping the rev, but we got to stop now because we're getting ready to go live at 5:10 with Letter Camp here in the studio. But that was Mark Falkenberry. He is going to be playing the Hannah House from 6 to 8 at during Noel night, Saturday night. We also heard Melvin Davis. He's at the brewery. And a couple others that are happening are Tracy Cash Thomas. Oh, so many. Look up the website for Noel night. 40th anniversary Noella night in Detroit and get it all. You'll get the schedule. But we are ready now to go live in the studio. Are you ready, Mr. White?
Yes, we are. It's the Motor Live Drive at 5. And today we have Letter Camp in the studios. Are you there, guys and girls?
Hi.
Oh, you are.
We're here.
Oh, well, in fact, what song are you going to start off with today?
We're going to start off with the song called Buy In.
Well, take it away.
Thank you.
Come on.
In fact, I guess we hadn't. Yeah, I don't. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, well, good. At least you're there. In fact, we have the letter campers here in the studio letter camp. In fact, would you like to introduce the two of you that are here today?
Yeah, sure. I'm with Zach Ships here. He's the main producer guy for our record and the band, and I'm Liz Whitman, the singer. And we're missing two members, actually.
Well, would you like to give a shout-out to those guys?
Of course. We've got Panic, who plays our keys usually, and mm-hmm. Derek, who is on bass. And those two were not able to make it today.
Well.
So we miss them.
Yeah, we're glad to have you, and you sound like a pretty full band with just the two of you.
Oh, thanks.
Now, we've got a little different setup than we normally have in the studio. We've got Zach here on playing bass and laptop. Can you hear anything, Zach?
I'm barely here. I can't hear anything.
Okay. Can we boost that up,
Alan? There we go.
Okay.
Now I can hear you better.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. So, Zach, you're pretty much being the band all by yourself today.
Oh, the computer is the band.
Yeah. The one-man band.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
In fact, you got lots of things going on. You're working on a new record right now.
Yes, we are. Hopefully, it'll be out in 2013.
And you're going to have that put out from a Swedish group?
Yeah, actually, a Swedish label called Substream is going to put it out. Very excited. They do a lot of electronic music and dance and all that stuff. They have many different sub-labels that they own. So they'll do one song, and then they'll have it like remixed as a techno song and then a dance song. It'll be fun.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. In fact, you want to try another one for us?
Yes, we'd love to.
Please.
This one's called It's Easy.
Camp here on the live drive at 5.
Very interesting.
In fact, Alan, could you boost up the headphones? There we go. You got us now?
Yep, I got
okay,
you now.
You got us now.
Yes.
In fact, I've got a question for you. Liz, you're performing the live vocals here in our studio.
Yes.
But most of the instrumentation, other than Zach playing bass, is pre-recorded. Where do those pre-recorded tracks come from?
Well, that's from us working on the record. That's all of us.
All right, who plays what?
Zach usually plays the drums. That's what he's been doing, and We've got Panic on some keys. We sort of all play everything. Like, Derek will pop on a bass here, play a key part here. I'm even playing keys in some parts.
All right.
Whoever's got the best idea.
Yes. The best idea always wins.
All right.
So, yeah, so we're all sort of in there, and it's all stuff we've made and we're still working on, so.
All right. And, Zach, you're also the producer of this?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they say.
That's what we call them.
Well, you're recording this at your own studio?
Yeah, I have a basement studio at my house that I've been recording out of for, 10, 12 years. A lot of Detroit bands, and I do some commercial stuff too. So we've just been kind of working on it there in all our spare times, schedules permitting and stuff, and it's been, it's taken far too long.
It's taken a long time.
If you're doing this in your basement studio, how did you connect with Substream?
Actually, we had just done, but when I initially started working with Zach, I only wanted to do maybe, a few songs with him just to see how, the dynamics would work. And we sent one of our songs out to, a bunch of different labels to just to see if there was any interest. And Substream wrote us back right away and was like, we love it. We would love to put this out. So they already put out a single of ours. We've got... what is it? Buy In, the first song we played, is out already. And there's one song that we're not playing right now because it's getting reworked. But that one is called, what is that song called?
What?
Oh, well. That's it's been so long. That song is called Oh Well, but we're reworking that one for the record.
All right. In fact, have you got something for us right now?
We sure do. This All one right. is called So What.
Are you ready?
We are ready. Camp here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Mm-hmm. In fact, What's the best way for people to get a hold of Leather Camp, Letter Camp?
Well, really, I mean, you can get a hold of us through our Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to get to us. Or we're at lettercamp@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can always reach
Facebook
us that
is always a real cool way to get a hold of people.
It is, yes.
In fact, that's the way we got a hold of you.
I know. I was there. I remember.
I want to do a shout-out to Stephen, Laura, and Lee, who I have piped in on Facebook, saying they're listening and enjoying the show.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Hi to everyone.
All right. Why don't we keep them? Keep these listeners happy and give them some more music.
Let's do it. This song's called Jerk.
Heart's been aching, he's been at it all day, and things have gone a bit awry. We're in the middle of a riddle of a weekend, we need a little more time. So I waited, let you call me offbeat, and you held your little devils off.
Letter Camp, right here on the live drive at 5. All right, can you hear us now?
Now we can.
Okay, yes, our sound engineer had to boost you up.
Okay.
Now, I've got a question. Yes. Where did the name Letter Camp come from?
Well, I guess when I was really little, I was super, super shy. Like, I'm still kind of shy, but I've gotten over most of it because I'm here.
Okay.
But I was really shy, and I had a really hard time kind of conveying how I was feeling and my thoughts. So I learned to write everything down first. And, you know, if I sort of had a problem with somebody or if my feelings were hurt, I would always write it down first. And so when I started writing music, I sort of viewed the lyrics as my, like, letters to people and even to myself, just to kind of get the emotion out without having to speak it. So...
Well, rather than speak, you can sing it now.
Yeah, now I can sing it.
On your bio, it says you're originally from...
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yep, I am. I'm from Cleveland and then moved out here about 5 years ago or so. The band's been through many incarnations, you know, like... I had a whole set of different people about a couple of years ago or something, and then that changes, but that's sort of like the beauty of this kind of project is we can keep changing.
And in fact, this whole CD you've got coming up is still a work in progress.
It is, yeah. We're still sort of fine-tuning everything. And, you know, we have the opportunity to, like, put it out somewhere that we're pretty excited about. So we just want to take the time and make it the best we can possibly make it. Every other band I've been in, it's just like, hurry, got the time, finish it, get it out there. And now we're kind of settling into the studio process.
Ah.
Yeah.
Very good. Just need to do another shout-out here to Woodman, Gary, Chris, Bubba, Joshua, and Billy, who say they are also listening online.
Awesome. So. Hi, guys. Thank you for listening. That's awesome.
All right. In fact, why don't we just give them some more music to listen to?
Yes. This one's actually from our old record called Raccoon Panda, which you can, or is it? Oh, no, it's not. I screwed up. That's the next one. This one's from our new record.
Okay.
Lo siento.
And I will probably screw it up.
Okay.
This will be great.
Letter Camp here on the Motor Live Drive.
And is this one first try?
Yeah, first try.
Camp right here on the live drive. In fact, I've got to ask you, where do these songs come from?
Well, they're mostly all my demos. You know, like, my demos do not sound like that. But I spend a lot of time on my computer just sort of messing around and writing a bunch of songs. That's really how Letter Camp came into being. Like, these were all, I never thought that I would do this live with a band or even put any music out. I was just, I've been in bands for a really long time, and I never felt like like I could fully really be myself, I guess, you know? So sitting by myself with my computer and writing these songs, I was really able to kind of, like I said before, like get all of my emotions out without having to talk. So I just wrote a bunch of songs together, and I sent them to Zach when we talked about working together, and he picks out the ones that he thinks he can work with, and we just sort of put them together after that. And then with Panic, who you actually just heard on the last song, like, we left his vocals in even though he couldn't be here.
Okay.
Because we like him.
I hope so.
Yes. But we all sort of get together after the demos are done, and you know, I'm interested to see about maybe in the next record working more together in the writing process, because you know, I mean, these are all just like started out with just my demos, but they really like they help them sound better and rearrange the arrangements and change the sounds and help me with you know, make it better, right? Okay. Zach,
that's correct. What she says is true.
I was just looking on your Facebook page, mm-hmm. and I see that Radio Opie on November 5th listed you as the band of the week.
Yes, how great was that?
That is quite an honor.
Yes.
Radio Opie, for people who aren't familiar with it, is all Detroit music all the time on Radio Opie on the internet, which is another thing you can do on your computer.
Yes.
So yes, congratulations for that.
Thank you. We were very excited. It was an honor. They've always been very nice to us, so we feel very lucky. Thank you very much, Radio Opie.
now the tracks you've got, how do you usually put them, you know, start putting them together?
Usually after I send the demo to Zach, we sort of start over.
Now, for your demo, what does that usually include, your vocals and?
It's mostly everything. Like, I do, I don't know, keys, bass, drums, loop, whatever. I just, like, you know, the program I usually run in is Logic, and there's a lot of samples that I can use, so it's all contained within the laptop, so I can, like, sit there in my bed and just write a bunch of music and then hit send, and then Zach will say, like, this is great, but scratch all of this stuff.
Erase this,
and we'll start over with some better sounds. But Zach really has his head around, like, you know, what it's going to sound like to, you know, the end user, I guess. Like, for me, I just...
A lot of times we take, you know, the sampled sounds and kind of, you know, replace them with real drums, you know, or real bass or whatever, just, you know, and maybe change the chords around a little bit or something, you know, like a lot of times it's just, it's like a vocal and a melody and stuff, and a lot of, like, you know, she's into drums, you know, so it'd be like 10 tracks of drums, you know, and sometimes, you know.
What?
Chord change. You need chord changes sometimes. Sometimes we don't, though.
Yeah, no so, chord changes. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, don't deny it.
It's a fun process, though, to take it from my kind of, you know, my demos and to hear it sound like an actual put-together, thoughtful song. Because I have no patience. Once I'm done with it, I'm done with it. Like, I send my demos out. I don't want them. Like, Zach will be like, why don't you try this? Like, why don't you try this? Go do it. That's basically how it works.
Well, it sounds like you two work together very well.
We do.
All right. In fact, what have you got worked up for us next?
Well, this is the song that we're going to play off of our old record, Raccoon Panda, mm-hmm. which is put out by 5-3 Dial Tone, which is another Detroit label, which we like a lot. And you can pick up the record at UHF. It's an actual 10-inch.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. So we're really excited. We like that one, too. But I have to switch the lyrics around in this one, so if anyone's listening who knows the song, I didn't forget it. It was intentional.
Profanity removed.
Yes.
Cool. Good.
Yeah.
We're cool.
I've had all your snitching.
Letterkamp here on the Live Drive at 5. Ah.
It's really amazing what you can do, you know, on your own and, you know, with your computer and with this electronic equipment and that. Mm-hmm. You know, you say you're basically shy and you're write down everything, that all your thoughts, and put them to music. It's such a great outlet for what you're doing.
It is. I mean, I think when I was really young, that's why I was so, like, attracted to music, because you could, like, connect to an emotion without really having to express it, you know, and now being able to do it myself, it's really fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Now that I know how to do it, you can't take it away, you know?
Now that you've done it, you're stuck with it. You have to do it. Now.
I'm stuck with it. It's terrible. It's the worst. Well, I guess not the worst.
No.
There are worse things.
Actually, it's the best.
It's the best. You're right.
Could be in jail.
Could be in jail. Actually, there's no way I could be in jail. I haven't done anything to be in jail yet.
Ah.
The night is young.
The night is young.
In fact, what's the best place people could get a hold of your music?
Well, right now, the two singles that we have out, you know, you can always check it out on Bandcamp right now. We don't have anything physical for you to pick up for the newer singles. And then, you know, the Raccoon Panda is through 5-3 Dialtone, so they've got a website, 5-3Dialtone.com. You can pick that up there or at UHF in Royal Oak. Yeah, Bandcamp is the best place to take a listen, see if you like it, and hopefully soon, at least in 2013, we'll have something physical for the new record, but
all right.
We just want to take our time.
And in fact, Margaret just told me you were going to come in September, and we've rescheduled
you. Yes, we rescheduled. Yeah, this band is funny. I mean, we rescheduled last time because, you know, a member couldn't make it, and then same kind of thing happened for this, and I was just like, forget it. I'm not rescheduling. Like, we're just moving forward.
Well, okay. We're glad you did.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well,
so this Raccoon Panda, is this something that is available?
It is.
At, what was that, 5-3?
5-3 Dialtone.
Not familiar with that. I have to check it out.
Yeah, they've got a great label. They've put out some of Destro's first stuff, and Phantasmagoria is out on there, so they've got some great bands.
Why, Phantasmagoria is another band we've been looking to get in here on
the
Live
Drive.
Oh, you
should. They're great. They got sort of a similar setup, so beware.
Ah, we always try to beware.
Yeah, they're great. You should get them in for sure.
Okay. We'll have Margaret work on that.
Yes, yeah. I will.
I'll send some good notes their way, too.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we're always looking to connect with people.
Yeah, they're great.
So, where do we go from here? I know you've got a couple more songs for us.
We do.
But with your, you know, you start writing your music, you know, do you write it on the computer or you write it longhand first?
I write it on the computer first. Usually, I have a hard time sort of like, if I write, I don't really write poetry that much anymore since I've been writing lyrics, because I just save it for lyrics. But I have a hard time sort of matching that to music, so I'll write the music first and then sort of build from there.
Okay, so
yeah, which sometimes makes for like weird, you know, my band always makes fun of me because I'll have like something 3 clicks in or 6 clicks in or something, and they just think that's weird, but whatever. It works for me.
Whatever works for you is what works for you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's yeah.
All right. Well, we're really glad you came in today, and I know you got a few more here to play for us.
We do. So. We've got two more.
Well,
we're going to have to stretch out the talking a little bit.
Yes, we'll talk some more.
All right. Well,
awesome.
What's the next one? Is Let It Run?
Yeah, this one's called Let It Run. This was one of the first songs we actually worked together with Zach and everything, and it's been reworked a bunch, so hopefully this is the end of this song.
Hopefully we remember how to do it this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good to go.
I
Camp here on the Live Drive at 5. Now, Liz, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
On your Facebook page, it actually has a thing where it says, Whitman is transformed from the timid girl next door to a flirty entertainer. And the thing is, for our listeners out there, I could actually see that happening.
Oh, really?
Right before my eyes.
I don't know what happens. I'm not even here, so.
Well, that's good. You let that entertainer come out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We used to use these screens, and they would have, like, a silhouette of me, you know? So it was really fun, especially, like, just starting out, you know, fronting this project. It had been a long time since I'd been, like, the front person for a band. I was usually just, like, the bass player, kind of just playing. But the screens were awesome because whenever I felt, like, that shy person come out, I would just, like, okay, time to go behind the screens and do stuff there. That way I can't see anybody looking. But we've since nixed the screens, and I'm fully out there, like, just ready to give it my all.
Oh, right. Well, when you open your mouth to sing, I can see that all come out.
Oh, that's good. That's good. At least I don't look boring.
Oh, no. Okay. No, you leave that to Zach, I
guess. Okay. I'm the designated boredom. Yeah.
You got burned.
Oh, no.
Snap.
So, Zach, you used to be with Electric Six. Is that true?
That's true.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, I toured and recorded with them for almost 10 years, and I did four and a half albums in my basement there, you know, of theirs, like, you know, the last kind of half of the catalog, you know, so... So yeah, it was a lot of touring, a lot of shows, you know, a lot of stuff.
And
so,
really, yeah. Things went over really big, especially over in Europe. What didn't it?
Yeah, we toured in the UK like a lot. It was kind of a yearly thing, you know, a lot of shows. You know, we do kind of a big spring U.S. tour, and then a fall U.S. tour, and then a European thing. And you know, we got to a lot of crazy places. You know, Australia, Japan, Moscow, you know, 5 times. A lot of weird situations, you know. So yeah, it was a really like fun ride, but you know, it was just a lot of that. And I played with Brendan Benson before that too, so I'd been kind of touring for like 12 years. So sort of got to a point where like I'm more happy in the studio kind of than sitting in a van, you know. Anyway, so I kind of gotten what I needed to get out of the van.
And into your basement.
Into my basement.
Out of the van, into the basement.
It's a lateral move, you know.
At least you're not moving in the basement, though.
Oh, yeah. I can get out of the basement if I want to.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's an interesting point. I'm glad that we've discovered that about you today.
Yep. Big man.
Yeah. Now, once again, I want to let people know, where can people get a hold of Letterkamp?
Get a hold of us on our Facebook or at lettercamp@gmail.com is a good way too. But Facebook, send us a message or comment or whatever. So that's probably the best way.
That's right. You can have a virtual conversation with you.
Yes, we chat with you. We'll talk.
It may lead to a song.
Who knows? Yeah. That's not always a good thing, though, if our interactions lead into a song. I don't generally write about people I like.
Oh. Whoa. No. That I hope they won't write songs about
right?
us.
No songs for you guys. Sorry.
Okay. All right. And what's the best way for people to get a hold of your music?
That would probably be a Bandcamp, our Letterkamp Bandcamp page. If you actually go to letterkamp.com, we've got links to our Facebook page and the Bandcamp and Twitter and all of that sort of stuff. So letterkamp.com will take you mostly anywhere you want to go. It will get reworked, though. We have to do a big overhaul. But right now, that's where you go to find out about us.
All right. But that's what you're doing with your record right now as well.
Yes. Everything is in the reworking process, which is tearing my hair out. But
all right,
it'll be good.
But this is really interesting for us because this gives everybody in Detroit a real preview.
Yes.
Of what is new for Letterkamp.
It's a listening party right here.
It is a listening party in the works still, though. So send in your comments. No, don't. Don't. That is not what... No.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left for our show.
Okay. We do have one song.
Well, okay. that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah.
All right.
Just want to let you know.
Yes.
In fact, anything else you want to let everybody in Radioland know about?
Well, we just want to say hey to Panic and Derek, who couldn't be here with us, our lovely band members.
Yo.
Yo, miss you guys, you know.
All right. Well, then, since they weren't able to make it today, we're going to make them, you know, make a commitment that when you get your CD ready and you're ready to do your CD release party, that you come back with a full band and really show us what final product sounds
like. We'll show you what we got.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Yes.
So what do you have for us now?
This song is called Stereo. It'll be on our new record.
In stereo.
In stereo, stereo.
Cool. Ready?
Always.
Cool. Coob.
Coob. Don't.
Sorry.
Have I been such a fool, thinking I'm coming through? As you let it all go, it takes time, don't you know? Stereo elevation, stereo expectation. If you don't know, I got illustrations. Take it slow, cause you never catch up. I put it on fits from the waist down. I'm strong, but believe in well, you'd be at a loss as to what you're thinking. I said it once, now say it all. Cause you'll never care.
Letter Camp here on the Live Drive
as
at
we
5.
Fade out.
In fact, thanks for coming in, guys and gals.
Thanks for having us.
So all
much
right.
Fun. Thank you.
Next week, we're having the Reverend Robert Jones and his Holy Rollers. The week after that, the 13th, will be Maruga and the Cosmic Hoedown Band. And the 20th will be Jet Rodriguez here on the Live Drive at 5 right now. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to